Greetings, radio friends. This is Dr. William R. Glaze, your teacher and preacher here on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. I hope that you are having a fruitful summer and taking some time out to spend in the presence of the Lord. I'm coming to you at this time because we have a need that I would like to share with you. We have fallen behind in paying for our radio time and would like for you to join us in making up this shortfall. I know the show has blessed many people throughout the years. Some have even taken the time to write and let me know what the show has meant to them. Here is one of those letters. Pastor Glaze, I listen to you on Word FM. Thank you for your faithfulness to God's Word. Your messages have been encouraging to me so many times, just what the divine physician ordered to help me spiritually when I was in need. Your latest messages have come just in time during an especially trying time of my life. May God continue to bless, strengthen, and encourage you. Wow, what a letter. Any financial assistance that you can give will enable us to continue to help people like this dear soul who wrote this message. The show has especially touched those who are incarcerated, who write and ask for materials, but of course are not able to contribute. Here's what I'm asking you to do. Would you please consider a tax-deductible gift to help bring our expenses up to date? And then secondly, would you consider giving on a regular basis to the ongoing expenses of the Anchored in Jesus radio program? My friends, it's been a long time since I've personally come to you on the radio to ask for your help. I can assure you that every penny you give goes directly to the radio ministry. I have never received any financial remuneration from the radio ministry, and we have no paid staff. All those who help produce and broadcast the show are volunteers. In these perilous times, I'm more committed than ever to preach the word of God to those who need it, regardless of their ability to pay. I want to take what I preach on Sunday mornings and make it available all over the world through the internet and this radio broadcast. Would you continue to help us do that? Of course, I continue to solicit your prayer support. This ministry functions and is able to stay on the air through your prayers. But we also have financial needs that help us to get the word of God out. You can make your checks payable to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. That's P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Or you can give online at the Anchored in Jesus website, www.anchoredinjesus.org. That's www.anchoredinjesus.org. And once you get to our website, you can hit the Donate Now page. Thank you in advance for your help. I'm trusting the Lord for His provision, and I'm asking you to seek the Lord on how you can participate in helping us. Thank you for listening, and to God be the glory.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will challenge us with Jesus came to walk with us through dark times of loneliness on this journey. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Jesus came to walk with us through dark times of loneliness on this journey.
In our Advent reading today, we looked at a couple of things, and they seem to have a theme as we looked at the reading. So I'm going to ask that you would open your Advent reading for today. And there was something that stuck out in my spirit as I read through this. The first one was the female's first reading.
And it says, so that we never have to feel lost in our struggles. That Jesus came so that we never have to feel lost in our struggles. And then on the next page, the leader, a part of us clings to our aloneness and doesn't allow God to touch us where we are most in pain. And then as we read on, you know, the female's next line, the third one down, thus, we do not give him a chance to be with us where we feel most alone, where we feel most alone. And then the leader says, Christmas is the renewed invitation not to be afraid and to let him whose love is greater than our own hearts and minds can comprehend, be our companion. So it seems like there's a message that ran through our Advent theme, and that is aloneness and loneliness. And if you think about the most lonely time of the year, you know, the songwriter sang, the most wonderful time of the year, right? And then they go on to tell you why this is a wonderful time. But if you look at this time of the year for a lot of people, it's a time of loneliness, a time of being alone, a time of hurt, a time of heartbreak. And so as we go through this message today, I want to speak to those who may find themselves alone and lonely, but I also want to speak to us as a congregation, to you as a child of God, that if you find yourself with sweet fellowship around you, if you find yourself centered in the joy of the Lord, that maybe if you pray and open up your eyes this Christmas season, and we do say Christmas around here, that maybe God will show you somebody who is lonely and allow you to minister to them. You know, when you think about all the things that a person can get in a time, you know, I would say that Christmas is a time then that we look to get maybe more than to give. Oh, yeah, we're going to give, but we're also looking for what we can get. And sometimes we think that the gifts that we purchase and buy and give to others are the best things that we can do. But let me challenge your thinking this Christmas and say that maybe the best thing that we can do is ask the Lord to lay somebody on our heart who's lonely, who's by themselves, and find out how we can bring them a word of comfort, a word of cheer, a word that you are not alone. Our Advent theme this year is talking about the reason that Jesus came. So I'm going to ask that you would open your Bibles to the Gospel of John, John chapter 1, as we look at why Jesus came. John chapter 1, beginning in verse 4. It says here, or we go back to verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him, this is speaking of Jesus Christ, was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness could not take it down, could not overcome it. There was a man who was sent from God, whose name was John. The same came to be a witness, to bear witness of the light. John was a person that pointed people to the light, who was Jesus Christ, that all men through him might believe. Now, John was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. And that light, who was Jesus Christ, was the true light, which lighteth every man, woman, boy and girl that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. But he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word, Jesus Christ, was made flesh, became like us. He became like us. He took on human flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. My title this morning is a long one. Jesus came to walk with us through the dark times of loneliness on this journey. He came to walk with us. Now, we know that he came to die on the cross and save us, but I want to look at another aspect of why he came. He came to walk with us during the times of loneliness on this journey, so that we can be assured that we're never alone. You don't have to worry, because you're never alone. Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for this time, this Christmas time. Lord, when we can get caught up in the lights, and Lord, we can get caught up in Black Friday and Cyber Monday, where we can get caught up in traveling and all the frills and thrills of the season. And yet and still, right around us, Lord, there are people that are lonely and are hurting. And so, Father, at the onset of this Christmas season, we ask that you would begin to minister to our hearts, that we might have eyes beyond our immediate vicinity. And, Lord, that you would give us spiritual eyes where we would see the hurts and we would see those who are struggling. Lord, as we open your word this morning, we invite the congregation to come and dine. The master's calling, come and dine. You can feast at Jesus' table anytime. He who fed the multitudes and turned the water into wine, come and dine. The master's calling, come and dine. Feed us, Lord, from your table. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. The darkness of loneliness. You know, loneliness can be very dark. You know, what is loneliness? Now, you know, you may notice that I've made a transition in the notes that I hand out. They're not as full as they used to be. So we, you know, I'm trying to throw a hint. I might put more in there. You know, I had the opportunity, and I just say this, that y'all don't boo me, right? Don't boo me out. I had the opportunity to do the chapel for the New Orleans Saints last night. Don't boo me out. Don't boo me out. Don't shout me down. Don't shout me down. But one of the things that I noticed last night, that most of those guys came in there with their Bibles and a notebook, and they were writing the whole time I was talking. So I'm just throwing you, I'm just throwing y'all a hint, right? All right. So what is loneliness? You know, loneliness is a painful inner feeling of emptiness and feeling incomplete. It's, you know, loneliness is a painful feeling that resides within the heart of a person. And you know, the other thing about loneliness is that there actually is an awareness that you have a lack of meaningful contact with other people. That there's no meaningful contact when you... You may be in a crowd, you may be at a party, you may be in a crowded store, but you can still be lonely and just have this whole idea that I have no meaningful contact with other people. And so that causes this pain to come into our hearts of emptiness and a feeling of being incomplete. There was a Gallup study, and it indicated that about 36% of Americans are lonely. 36% of Americans are lonely. That's more than one in three people. And so, sad to say that these individuals, if one in three, so sitting here today, in this crowded auditorium, if we go by these numbers here, that one out of three people sitting here today are lonely and feeling and experiencing loneliness. They can be your family members, your coworkers, or maybe even you. As you sit here today, you are experiencing loneliness. Mother Teresa, she said this, "Loneliness is the world's biggest problem. More people die from loneliness than cancer, heart disease, and all the plagues that kill people in the world." That's a powerful statement right there. Loneliness is one of the world's biggest problems. And Gary Collins, in his book, Christian Counseling, he has called loneliness the world's most common mental health problem. He also said that one of the most universal sources of human suffering is loneliness, and he says that it is almost a permanent condition for millions of people. Now, as many of you know, I am a child of the 70s, and so a lot of songs that I refer to are out of the 70s. So now, I mean, I don't listen to the music, especially the secular music of young people today, but I'm sure that if we were to listen to the music of the young people today, that there would be a note of loneliness in some of the songs. So I just have to take you back to what I know. All right, the songs that talked about loneliness. Elvis Presley said this, "Since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street. It's called the Heartbreak Hotel." James Taylor put it like this, "Do me wrong, do me right. Tell me lies, but hold me tight. Save your goodbyes for the morning light, but don't let me be lonely tonight." Three Dog Night put it like this, "One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do." I know young people are not connecting with this. I know that. So you find your songs. You find your songs, and there is that note of loneliness in the song. But perhaps the most lonely song, the saddest song about loneliness, was written by Paul McCartney, but I know that Ray Charles sang this song too. And I just like to share the words with this song because it's one of the saddest songs on loneliness that I've ever heard sung. And it's called Eleanor Rigby. And it says, "Look at all the lonely people. Where do they all come from?" And then he says, Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. She lives in a dream. She waits at a window wearing her face that she keeps in a jar by the door. What is it for? Now, I might feel like Father McKenzie sometimes, right? Father McKenzie writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. That's sad. Died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walked from the grave. No one was saved. All the lonely people, where do they all come from? So we see that loneliness is not only a theme that is in the scripture, but people are writing songs about what it means to be lonely because it has struck a note in their heart. I went through the Bible and began to look at biblical personalities that dealt with loneliness. David, in Psalm 102, verses 6 and 7, if you could put that up on the screen, Psalm 102, verses 6 and 7, David, he dealt with loneliness. He said, I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, I am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. The feeling of loneliness. And what was David? David was a king. He was a king, yet and still he experienced loneliness. Elijah, he was a prophet. And what did he say? He said, I and I alone am here left to stand to represent God. I'm all by myself. Paul, the apostle Paul, experienced loneliness. Let's look at Paul's loneliness in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And here Paul is writing his final letter. He's on death row, and he's writing his final letter to his son in the faith, Timothy. And you would think that Paul, being this great missionary, would have people surrounding him, have people that loved him, and that would have stuck with him all the way to the end. But yet and still, Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 4 in verse 9, do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved the present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Cretans to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable for me in the ministry. And Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. And so here we see Paul expressing his loneliness. In verse 14, he says, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. And then in verse 16, at my first defense, no man stood with me, but all forsook me, and I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. A king, a prophet, a missionary, they all experienced loneliness. They all experienced those times when they were alone. And perhaps the greatest example of loneliness is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who the Bible says that everyone forsook him. Everyone fled from him. And then he was on the cross and he was separated from the love of the Father, and he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Even the Son of God experienced loneliness. I was reading a book by David Jeremiah, and he asked the question, who are the lonely? Who are the lonely? And he answers it with all S's. He says, the singles. He says, sometimes they are the lonely ones because they have no connection with other people. He said, spouses are lonely, that they could live in the same house and with their spouses still experience loneliness. The survivor, the one who has lost a loved one, and they are left there to experience the separation and the hurt and the wound of the one that's died, that they are the lonely. He said the senior citizen who somebody has shoved off to be cut off from the rest of the family and to be put somewhere where they have very little contact with others, he said the sufferer, the person that's going through physical ailments, the person that's going through physical calamity, and he said the servant of God.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Jesus Came to Walk with Us Through Dark Times of Loneliness on this journey. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's teaching, Jesus Came to Walk with Us Through Dark Times of Loneliness on this journey, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Jesus Came to Walk with Us Through Dark Times of Loneliness on this journey. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Jesus Came to Walk with Us Through Dark Times of Loneliness on this journey. Or you can call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.